League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's been called to my attention that perhaps people don't like the fact that I microwave eggs every morning when I get to work.
It's been a little bit stinky over the last week or so. I didn't really notice before, but I did notice it the other day when I went out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was asked to stop doing that. I don't understand. To me, microwaving the eggs is a healthier option. Like, it's a reminder to everybody, hey, let's try to eat healthy and build this world together instead of, like, whoever Doug who puts in the toaster oven pizza every afternoon where we have to smell the delicious pizza and then get hungry and want greasy pizza.
Yeah, well, the eggs smell like farts and the pizza smells like pizza, even if it's not good pizza. So that's the thing about the office. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with everybody else.
It wasn't as bad as when somebody else was microwaving fish for a while.
Yes, I do remember that.
That was awful.
That went on for a while,
too. Long time.
I mean, congratulations on your health kick, but do it outside of the office hours.
And not even salmon. It was like tilapia.
It was not good.
It was weird.
It wasn't good.
I don't know. Working with coworkers is hard because you have to deal with all these different personalities. Like, dealing with the kitchen stuff is certainly one thing, but there's a million reasons why your coworkers are annoying.
Yeah, I mean, if you spend enough time with anybody, they're sure to grate on you, that's for sure. My favorite is the meeting extender. All right. The person that has to ask the question, just because people are going, the bosses are saying, does anybody have a question? So that person has to ask, even though they don't have a question, even though they know the answer to the question. And it was even worse when everything was happening on Zoom because, you know, there would be a clear ending to the meeting and then they would go to wrap up and they go, anybody got anything else? And oh, here comes that guy. Oh, you know, I have one thing that's incredibly obvious that we've covered seven times before, and I know the boss will go off on an 18-minute tangent about it. Great!
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's because you've been taught that whenever they ask, do you have any questions, you should always have a question. Like, that's like a thing they teach you in business. I had an interview yesterday. I was interviewing somebody, and one of the things I asked, like, do you have any questions for me? And she was like, nope. I'm like, nothing? You have nothing to ask.
You expected that. That was different. That was an interview. This is, you know, a regular meeting that you go to five times a day during a regular business week. Oh,
yes.
No.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's up with your annoying coworker?
I have a coworker who I guess she's made it her goal, her role in the office, that she knows when everyone's birthday is, everyone's anniversary is, everyone's like dog's birthday is. So at least once a day, if not more, she goes around handing out cupcakes and cards and singing and everything else. And it's very sweet, like the first couple of times per week. But I'm talking about it's like 5 to 8 times per week.
Yeah, it starts to feel like a hollow celebration after a while, right?
Well, it's just overachiever.
And it's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, but it's also, she's the overachiever in the office. Like, that, you know, they just got to go the extra mile. And there's part of that that's really sweet and nice, and you know their heart is in the right place. But you're like, man, like, I didn't need anything for my anniversary. I forgot my own anniversary, but I'm glad you remembered it.
You won the MVP trophy from this company. You are the overachiever. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right?
I mean, what the heck, man? You should bring me some cupcakes.
Yeah. What's up with your coworker, the annoying one? 1-800-330-9999. What's up with your annoying coworker? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. I got asked to stop microwaving eggs when I get to work.
It's a little bit stinky. Bothers some more others than it does me. But it does bother some people, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it makes the whole floor stink. And I'm like, I'm sorry your office is so close to the kitchen. Like, what am I supposed to do about
well,
that?
Well, that's the thing is we're in a closed studio. So we go out there, if we, you know, create some sort of problem or whatever, we come back in here, we have no idea that it's actually going on.
I always bring in, like, you know, like when you buy the Activia yogurts, they come like in packs of 4 or packs of 6. Mm. I always bring them and I stick them in the refrigerator too. And there's always ones missing at the end of the week.
That's annoying.
And I'm always like, it's fine because I never eat them anyway. I always end up like they expire and then I have to throw them away. But I just wonder in my mind, who is this coworker that's eating my Activia yogurt?
Yeah. Is it a team of people? Is it one person that's doing it? You know, they try it the first time and they're like, oh, I got away with it. I'm going to keep going.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's up with your coworker?
So it's this person on the floor that when this person chews, they're eating anything of any kind. Like it literally, like you can hear it across the whole floor. Like just the chomping of lips and the smacking and it's just disgusting. And it's really nauseating for the rest of us. And it's like, oh my gosh, doesn't this person know? Like, close your mouth when you chew your food, please. Who raised you? So, yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
That's also Raven. And then he also licks his fingers.
Here's the thing. I never used to chew with my mouth open. Like, never. I had really, really, really good table manners. I understand the manners. Something about the last couple of years. I just can't wait to start talking again.
You're like this.
I've always got to interject. I've got something to add or whatever, and I just can't help myself. I don't know what's happening there. I really don't.
And you lick your fingers. We're going to ignore
that.
I
am a finger licker.
Why?
Listen,
why
they're
do you
my fingers,
this?
All but, right? But I wash my hands often. I have the right to lick my fingers if I want to.
We share a studio, and you touch the buttons, and you eat, and then touch the buttons.
No, I eat, I lick the fingers, then I go to the napkin.
That's disgusting.
All right, the finger licking is really for the extra salt. Button touching happens after.
Oddly, we've been together so long, Raven, on the air, that it doesn't even bother me that much anymore.
See?
But at the beginning, oh, man, I wouldn't be able to make eye contact.
It's endearing now, see?
That's a little bit much. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's the most annoying coworker you have?
This guy, you know those loud talkers that just, like, their voice can be heard in every corner of the room? We've got one of these guys, and it's, every time he's on the phone, it's so loud, and it's like, you know, we've been open floor space, there are a couple of conference rooms, and you stick them in a conference room, you close the door, and you can still hear that voice resonating. And it's just like, can't concentrate at all.
Anything you'd like to say, Raven? I mean, how are these all you?
I don't know anybody like this. I don't know. You know what? No. All I'm going to say is that guy, that loud talker, there's two types. There's the guy that's the loud talker that's just, you know, he's doing it to be heard doing his thing, and he's not good at what he does. And then there's the loud talker guy who's just a buzzsaw. They're just a bulldozer. Mm. They're closing sales all day and night, Anna. Always be closing.
We're in a soundproof studio, and I can hear Raven down the hall. That's how loud it gets sometimes.
That's exactly how it is in the office.
Yeah.
Exactly? Hey, you want coffee,
exactly.
Kid? Coffee is for closers. Coffee's for closers only. You start closing, you can have some coffee.
1-800-330-9999. What's up with your annoying coworker? What's up with your annoying coworker? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. We have a text that says, I have a coworker with severe flatulence and doesn't hold back.
I mean, that's something you can go to HR on, right? I mean, even if it's a health condition, ought to be able
Raven?
To complain about that.
Oh, you want to go to HR on that?
You're going to act like you have never... come on with that nonsense in here.
It's enough of this conversation. Producer John, who's the most annoying coworker?
The person who keeps asking you to show them how to do the most simple task. Like, it could be exporting a PDF. It could be, hey, how do we change the logo on this screen? And you've showed them 100 times, uh-huh. And yet they ask you every single time.
I still have no idea how to do
it. I know you have no idea. Why don't you know? It's so simple,
because
Anna.
It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I don't have to do.
You turn it off, and when you turn it back on, it prompts you, what image would you like? It's not hard.
Producer Sean, what's the most annoying thing a coworker does?
Wow, got a little too real there for a minute.
Is the coworker who says to me, and I, every day, every single day, you're still here?
Weren't you surprised that you're still getting paid?
It's my job.
So do you mean, like working later in the day? Or you mean like just in general, you're still working for the company?
It could be like 9 a.m. and the show's still going on. And they're like, you're still here?
Yes.
All the time. All the time.
Yes.
I get that all the time. You know?
Yeah.
Or the coworker that constantly says, what time do you get up?
Yes.
What time do you get up?
That's, I mean, that's every day for our job. There's somebody that always says, what time do you get up again? Well, I've told you a dozen times. I can't stand the cynic. You know, the one that everything's always bad, no matter what's going on. Well, it's just going to be that. Or the one that's mad at the bosses, even though it's got nothing to do with the bosses. Right. That is the most annoying coworker to me.
Who is the most annoying coworker to you? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
I know this isn't for most people, but I smoke cigarettes and I have a coworker that also smokes cigarettes. And he constantly asks me, well, he makes more than me. And he's the foreman. He constantly asks me, a laborer, for a cigarette.
Yeah,
right.
He's doing that thing where he's like, I don't really smoke, so I don't buy him. And then he just smokes whenever he feels like it.
That's the thing, though. This dude he does smoke. Mm. He just plays it off like he has no money.
Right.
He tries to be that broke guy. How do you stay money? Nickel and dime. Penny.
That's right. That's true.
For me, I don't understand why the smokers have to stand right outside the front door. So I have to walk through the smoke to get to my car. Like, just move up 5 feet.
I do 50 feet. I do 50 feet. If I'm nowhere near my car in the parking lot, I at least walk at a minimum, and I count my steps 50 feet away from the building.
That seems fair.
Because I know sometimes there's where the smell, it gets to me. You definitely got to respect others. If they're paying for them or not, you got to respect everybody.
That's true.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, the most annoying coworker. Who is it?
Man, we have like a creeper dude in my office who's like the guy who, you know, he sort of stares at the girls a little too long. He's always sort of listening in on conversations. Occasionally, he said some little things under his breath that you're like, I want to call HR on the guy. I just don't have proof yet, but I know it's coming. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like when every time some sort of news story flashes across breaking news, you're like, oh, is it going to be that one?
Yeah.
If you hear it's like in the neighborhood they're from, you're
right.
Like, oh, is it going to be that guy? Because I won't be shocked.
Every office has a creeper. It's so sad, but it's true.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.